Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We're doing a show. You're going to get me unadulterated.
Y'all, he won't take his CBD.
I don't like to be like you're trying to change me. You're trying to make me.
I'm not trying to change
some
you.
Some kind of.
I'm just trying to make the world a better place for the rest of us.
You're going to get all me. I think
if
here
it
we
sounds
go.
A little echoey, it's because Poodle doesn't have apartments because we're in his new place.
I don't have rugs, not apartments. You're bad with your words.
I'm telling you, I am like caregiver brain. My brain is a shell of itself, and I fully admit it.
Well, you're in Los Angeles now, so I know unshell it.
I tried to let it go in my own personal therapy today. Thanks.
And
just thanks for pressuring me.
Well, you need to do better. Can I throw your therapist some more money so he can work harder?
Like you would ever give money to my therapist.
Would $20 do it?
You would literally just send, he would say, hey, someone sent me a raw steak and asked me to do more. And I was like, that's Poodle.
I'm like, could you do better with this one? I'm having to deal with it. And it's like not good right now. Can you like cook him better?
What I was trying to remember, like the
take
word.
Take the bad stuff out.
The word of like a good friend. Like I don't know what's going to happen this episode.
Great.
Now, welcome to Pig Royalty.
Welcome to Pig Royalty. Welcome to Reality Gays Presents Pig Royalty.
Wait.
We're together.
Well, look at it now. Zuckerman's famous pig.
Y'all, we are together. I'm back
together
in Los
again.
Angeles. We're together for a couple of weeks. So unless something happens.
If you hear him being quiet for a minute, it's because he's looking around the room trying to figure out what to do with my new apartment.
I've already made a couple of suggestions. He screamed at me three times, and one of them said, he said, maybe.
One of them was a maybe. Yeah, I ignore four or five of them.
But what happens when I leave is that Poodle has some of the grossest bedroom curtains I've ever seen in my life.
They are horrible. I must say.
Was the picture like just a different curtain?
they showed up, I'm like, sure.
They look like curtains that you would see in like either a nail or a hair salon in 1984.
That is exactly what they look like.
Like with the pictures of the very white cartoon women with red nails hanging by it.
It looked like the pattern wasn't very strong at all.
It's quite strong.
But the pattern is this kind of gold metallic.
With like lackey blue as a backdrop.
Yeah.
And also I think Poodle made a mistake that, y'all, if you have short windows, don't get curtains that stop at your window. Have the curtains go to the floor.
Well, I wanted them to be a little bit longer, but I didn't want them to be.
They need to go to the floor.
Really?
Yeah. It just looks cut off and weird. I think curtains. Come at me, sissies.
No,
with your
I
picture.
Think you're right.
I, think, cur- it
I
breaks,
think you're right.
It breaks up the wall. Have the curtain go down to the floor.
Or I could be like Angela and just get a curtain panel on my wall. You remember when she'd do that in her house?
Yes.
There'd just be a curtain panel.
Yes, y'all. We're going to see more Angela. She's coming for Happily Ever After.
There's been a meme all over the internet that says, woman who is distrustful of plastic surgery, Julia, that woman is going to be on the same tell-all as fucking Angela.
Oh, so, my.
Angela's going to have her for breakfast, y'all.
I hope to God Julia says, why did you not just eat better?
Oh, she will come and slap that bitch up. And wow. I can't say I won't enjoy it.
Who? Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's going to be Yara, Julia, Kalani will be there. Oh, God.
That's going to be a good tell-all.
Yeah, Elizabeth will be saying stuff from the peanut gallery.
Oh, I think Elizabeth and Angela are going to go at it one another.
That's true. I don't think they've ever... I think that they have been. They have been on Happily Ever After together.
I guess they have. But yeah. They were on... That was that terrible Zoom one.
Oh, that's right.
It's different when they're in the same room.
Yeah, every time she says stuff on the tell-all, it's like... it sounds like nails on a chalkboard to me.
I'm happy for Angela. I think when she's that overweight, that's really shortening your life.
She seems like she feels better about herself now.
I hope she quit smoking.
Hope in one hand and piss in the other. But I think she had to, actually, to get the surgery.
Oh, really?
Maybe.
I think so. We don't know.
Y'all, welcome to Reality Gays, where we just say, I think so. We're like, so. I don't know.
We don't know.
And there's never any closure.
Hashtag not facts.
There's never any closure. I'm like, I think so.
It's like,
and you're like, I don't know.
I don't know.
And then we just move on.
It's
the biggest cock tease in the world.
We do. We just move on.
I'm sorry. We should do better. Y'all, speaking of doing better, pig royalty. Holy fuck.
I told Poodle before this
show
started,
is exquisite.
It's good. And I told Poodle before this started, Discovery Plus is a wonderful streaming platform, and I'm upset by it, especially since they sued us.
I really don't want to like them.
They have a lot of good content, y'all.
I'd like to say it's a burning slag heap of a network.
But it's not.
It's
not. There's just so much.
There's a lot.
Anyway.
There's as much as your shh of the word much that you just said.
Shh. Y'all, this is episode 2 of season 1 of Pig Royalty called Bucklegate.
Do we have any announcements?
I don't.
This is going on our regular feed. So.
Oh, this is going on. Y'all, this is the last episode of Pig Royalty that's going to go on the regular feed. After this, it's going on
$8 Patreon.
Going to $8 Reality Gays Extra.
Extra.
Supercast or the Patreon. I think as far as next week is the season finale of Summer House. So
Hallelujah.
Yeah, this episode was not good this season. Any other announcements? I don't think so. We have some things we're working on, but we're not ready to announce yet.
Congratulations, winners of March Madness Review of Palooza.
Yes, I'm going to start working on that
I have their stuff collected. I'll send them to you.
You did? Mm-hmm.
I was going to email them all out.
Well, look at that.
Why don't you let me finish that? Because I'm already doing it.
Do you want to email we shouldn't be talking about this on the show. But you deal with it.
Do you like how we put our own business in the show?
Are you free on Thursday at like noon? Because I have an appointment at 11. That's us. So,
it's really, really ridiculous.
I don't think we have any other announcements. If we do, I'll think of it later. I just want to talk about...
I want to talk about pigs.
Although a sissy did say that they don't say dripping springs.
Dripping springs.
They don't. Well, remember her last episode? I said, I bet they call it dripping springs.
Yeah.
And she said, no. And I have to look at the Instagram message, but she said, they often call it just drip.
Riveting.
We've had a lot of pig people.
They've come out of the woodwork.
Tell us about pig life.
And also sheep life, cattle shows.
Now, y'all, and some of you, to be honest, this show is not about the pigs for me. It's about the people.
No, it is not about
But we will say, if you're thinking of jumping on, like, you can ask questions of what's going to happen to the pig and all that. I mean, I know, I don't need to discuss it.
There is something that's going to happen in episode 5 that's out now that is very sad.
Okay.
But that does happen. People have been publicly mourning.
Okay.
Of something that's happening.
As long as Nugget's okay.
No, Nugget shall be protected at all costs. I will say we had some people who said that animal lovers were worried about if the pigs were going to be, we were going to see them mistreated. I don't think they've been mistreated at all. The show, in fact, portrays treatment of the pigs in a very careful manner.
They talk about
them
being pampered. However, to be honest, I'm not here to discuss, I don't know, and I'm here to discuss the, you know what I mean? Like, we don't know.
I agree, but I'm just saying from what I know.
So if it's a concern, then obviously, but I'm not, yeah. I will say, though, that people ask what, I just say, watch Charlotte's Web. They'll tell you what happens to pigs. There you go.
I think the way we in this country have livestock, and if you were raised on a farm or people, my grandfather was a farmer, and you raised that, you know that reality of life,
yeah,
that is there.
I'm from ranching land.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe you don't want to be aware of it.
Yeah.
Or maybe you'd rather not be aware of it, which is perfectly fine. But it does happen. And to say, and to say, I don't like what they're doing because they're going to eat the pigs later, is not necessarily reality based, because that just happens.
Yeah.
What else would you do with the pigs?
I mean, that's what they raise them for. Yeah. That's the reality. We're not saying it's good or bad. We're not putting right or wrong.
No.
You're saying that's what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the pigs wouldn't be in existence at all.
They're being bred to be shown
and because to be, yeah.
Preferably all the best features. That is a way they can kind of earn money
while they're fattening them up to be your breakfast.
Yes.
So.
Or pork chops, or...
So, again, we're not saying if it's right or wrong. We're just saying that's what it is.
And maybe there are some who go off to be pets.
Maybe there's some. So, like Wilbur. That's
exactly.
What Wilbur did in Charlotte's Web.
And that was a nice movie.
That was a nice movie.
I don't know if you noticed, but that movie was animated, so it wasn't real.
We're talking about that one with Debbie Reynolds, who was Charlotte.
Oh, my God, she was.
You didn't know Debbie Reynolds was Charlotte?
No.
Yeah. Debbie Reynolds.
I never thought about it.
Oh, God, I loved her. I mourned her death. That was really sad.
It was really sad.
Especially her and her daughter.
We're off the rails.
We're off the rails. Let's talk about Dripping Springs.
Let's talk about Dripping Springs.
Y'all, I just want to say something. You know that three daughters hate their mother when they let her wear makeup like this.
Holy fuck.
When they have beat fucking faces that look fantastic.
They look like they're right out of the Sephora chair, and she looks like a graduate of clown college.
Not even clown college, because that would mean that she would have to have more makeup. But it's like she only puts on...
Yeah,
that dark eye,
really,
like the same
bad eyeliner.
The same eyeliner, you Wet n Wild eyeliner you wear when you're in eighth grade. And I just want to tell her. She's a pretty woman. I just want to do it better for her.
I will say, I don't know. I think that might have been Mackenzie getting revenge on her mother, who is a cold, cold, just stone cold killer.
We're going to talk about that. All I'm saying, if I talk to my mother the way Mackenzie talks to her mother.
And calls her Michelle.
Yes, calls her. I noticed that too. Calls her Michelle when she speaks about her.
Mackenzie is full of white hot rage.
If I was in an interview and I called my mother by her name.
I know.
I think she would slap me.
Mine wouldn't, but it sounds, for me, it sounds like... It sounds a way to separate her from them, and they're constantly making fun of their mother, and they're constantly, their mother's a joke to them.
Yeah.
And I'm not a Michelle Bolero fan, but the treatment, and these are not teenage girls. These are girls in their 20s.
Yeah. Like in college.
This is past.
No better.
Yeah. This is past teenage angst. You guys,
yeah,
this is past that. This is just now.
It'll get better once they get husbands and they have children and they realize how hard it is to be a mother, and then they'll treat their husbands like that and not their mother.
Some of them are married.
Those poor men. Those poor, poor men.
Especially if Mackenzie is.
She is married.
I said I don't know.
Those poor men.
Or I think one of them at least has a fiance, because the big thing is. One of the girls, either boyfriends or fiancés, wrote some kind of legal statement saying Michelle is going to sue the show or something like that
because of the way she's portrayed, because of the edit
she got. Because here's the thing, you guys, like we say with 90 Day Fiancé, The crew hates her.
Michelle kind of is the Cruella de Vil of pigs.
Yeah. Let's jump into it
because it's what we're talking about. Y'all, so already Michelle is pissed because last episode Jody was talking to Justin Kane. Justin Kane, who is one of the Bolero pig family people.
Yeah, his daughters are showers. And remember, yeah. You guys, you have to pay Michelle Bolero to show with that.
Well, we didn't. You brought that up, but nobody
about that up.
But
last
they bring that up time. In this episode.
Yes.
So
I'm caught up. I'm actually.
Why don't you be here in the present and the ride episode?
I can't stop watching pig royalty. I can't stop watching
Pig Royalty.
Because
then you ruin it for other people. Maybe you need a pause. Could you?
Maybe you need to catch up.
Would you?
Maybe you need to get off my jock.
Y'all. Speaking of jocks, 4 days. 4 days.
4 days till complete immunity.
And you're going to hear a sonic boom somewhere. It's going to be Poodle getting it done.
All the way in Iceland.
Boom. Sound like that was my that's my Bjork impression. Yeah.
I Poodle. Last year,
So Michelle is sitting in the truck, and Justin goes to say bye to her. She doesn't even open the truck door.
Ugh.
She's like something happened to Michelle on the way to heaven. Which I kind of, you know what? Here's the deal. I know Michelle's painted in a bad light. In a weird way, I relate to her more than I do Jody.
She's very sensitive. I relate to Jody a lot.
But no, not I don't mean personally. Michelle are the women that I see in my home.
Oh, I agree with that. Jody is...
I see Jody,
Jody
too.
Jody's very mother poodle for me.
Yes, but with Michelle, I see so many women that are... that have... It's almost turned like a lot of that patriarchal system on themselves.
And it's all hurt. It's all hurt.
Yep.
I get you.
I do have empathy for her.
Yeah. It's all a response.
Response is a good word.
Yeah.
The show is good.
Later, I told you. Later on, the Bolero team is having a meeting. Mm-hmm. They have a sign that with guns on it that says, "We don't dial 911. I know what that means, but I'd rather not say it. So they're talking about how they did as a team at their last show. And she's like, "Can we like teach these kids a little bit more?" And the girl's like, "What are we supposed to do?
Are we supposed to
make sure they're like walking their pigs? We get to hold their hand?
Do we have to wipe their ass?"
God, these are three absolute terrible, like, just...
It's very sad that... It's like the Gypsy Rose story. This mother gave, quote unquote, everything she thought to her daughters to give them a life that she wanted to live.
Yep.
To make them happy, and they hate her for it.
They're spoiled,
awful brats. Entitled brats.
Yeah, yeah, they're pretty awful. And I like it how the documentary holds nothing back. It's almost like They egg these girls on to say the worst things possible about the other people. She's like, "I don't know. Are the rents going? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. We're
definitely going to beat them, though. Are they going? I don't know. It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine." So she's in her car, and Jody's like, "Maybe she's mad. I don't know. It's not for me to worry about." And she's like, "I think Michelle has control issues," which is true.
Yeah.
And Jody, kind of where we get the name of the show, she says, "Michelle has always thought of herself as some type of royalty." And
right.
She's like, "But watch out, bitches, we're coming." And so that is kind of like what we see is Michelle's talking to her girls about, like, for her, it's almost like a drag mother.
Yeah.
And it's about, even though you've graduated, you're not in the house of whatever, the house of poodle anymore,
mm-hmm.
that how are you going to build the house? And the problem is the girls don't give a shit about the house. They just care about themselves.
They care about themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's watching their mother act this way without the same level of hurt she had has made them that way.
I don't know.
But I do want to say that they're going to put on their own show because the other
their own pig show.
The others was canceled due to COVID. So, you know,
Michelle
what?
Said,
let's just go out because COVID's just ruining everything.
You know, we are not listening to that. We are going to do what you we know, do best.
The bars are open. You know, the restaurants are open. The children need more.
Y'all, take
a
drink.
This is for the kids.
Take a drink every time Michelle said it's
this
the kids.
This is for the kids.
Y'all, this is for Michelle.
In episode 4, she gets plastic surgery.
You can't watch any more episodes. I ban you, Nancy, bind you, Nancy, from watching more episodes.
But no, I'm just saying.
You can't get any more
Here's
you're going to ruin it.
Here's a book report for you. Everyone else is already past where you are.
But our audience might be listening. It's not about me. It's about our listeners.
You know what? That spoiler is not a spoiler because that's in the trailer.
Well, Carl's wife is upset because she is watching this as we put out podcast. So why don't you think about her?
Anyway, y'all, but you already know that money is not just going, quote, back to the kids.
It's not going back all to the kids.
Nope. No. That money's going to any of that cheetah print store.
Oh, yeah.
So they are, she's...
Leslie's Closet. That's our favorite store.
She's making her kids, her team, and the kids do all the work. Now, remember, you guys, they're paying her. And
they're
She has her kids doing making this place or wherever it
is. And they're like, why aren't you working? She's like, I'm supervising. I have 71 sponsors. All the money's going to the kids. 71. It's not for profit.
So
are you a nonprofit, Michelle? Yeah. We don't profit.
We don't profit because I spend all the profits. So I'm not profiting.
In fact, exactly. And it's all for the kids. So much so. They're going to do an old-timer show, which is people that are grown up and not in high school anymore that don't even need the money, kind of, but they're still going to have a pageant for them.
I don't think that's a paid gig. I don't think they give pageants for that or
they
money
get
for
buckles?
That.
They get buckles? And she's got to pay for the buckles.
That's true.
If they get through from customs.
I like your Michelle.
She's...
You're exasperated about something.
That's Michelle.
You guys,
so that brings up, they're doing this old timer part. So that means y'all,
Michaela, Mackenzie, and McCall.
McCall, the Bolero girls.
I hate myself every time I have to say
that. That's true. The Bolero girls and the Ring.
And the Ring girls, Kaylee
and Tyler.
And Cammy and Tyler.
Well, he's a Ring girl.
Yeah, he's a Ring girl.
He's a girl. Tyler's a girl like us.
She's like, yeah, baby.
She is.
I love her.
She needs to have a jean jacket that sequins on the back that says Ring Girl. And if she doesn't have she needs to get that jacket.
I am so proud for him living in that area of Texas.
Y'all, he
living
is,
it
he is
full,
us.
I know. Living he, it full out.
Full fucking out.
I'm so proud of him.
That is bravery. And I mean this in serious. That is bravery that I did not have at that age.
Same.
I had to get out.
And I think... Even more so, he doesn't tone it down at all.
He has fucked so many not as cute guys as him on Grindr because that's all you get out there. It's all you get out there,
girl. If you're listening, we will go. You come to Dallas or we'll go to San Antonio. Come to our San Antonio show, and we will take you out. We'll get you laid.
We're going to San Antonio. I think he gets laid in San Antonio.
He does get laid in San Antonio.
He probably gets laid in Dallas too.
Yep.
He's a wily one. He kind of reminds me of you. He's very ambitious.
He really does remind. You know, the way he gets really kind of mouthy too.
Yeah, it's Poodle.
Yeah, y'all, this is what
I'll let y'all two go out together after
this
a live
show. This is what
show.
I'm like. I'm like kind of just like, I get yelly and mouthy, especially with competition.
Especially when he was in his 20s.
Ooh, yeah, it was rough.
They should have put you on The Real World when you auditioned in their 20s. You would be famous now.
I had three interviews for the New Orleans Real World. But then...
They picked the gorgeous gay guy. And I don't know, because that's still all that they're fucking putting on TV.
Yes.
Either you've
got
to.
Danny was chosen over me.
Either you've got to be a flouncing, sparkling drag queen queen, or you have to look like fucking Karamo.
Yeah.
There's no in between.
Yes. When I saw who was chosen, I'm like, yeah, that tracks.
Yeah. I got to put him on. And what's he doing now?
I think he's done some acting.
He was cute.
Yeah. Oh, he was real hot.
He was hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was hot.
Yeah, I knew why I didn't get cast. Not a lot of room for righteous anger. When I saw him, I'm like, oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Claudette, could you pass me those Doritos? We'll watch together.
I'm just going to sit here and watch him take his shirt off.
Yeah.
Could have lost a little weight, I guess, for my last audition.
The real world got a little too real for you.
Yep. That hurt. And ouch.
Ouch. So, y'all, Michelle is... Or, wait, where are you? Well, okay. So, they're prepping the show, and that's where Michaela, the producer, says... She says, are the rings coming?
I don't know. Are they?
Are they? Oh. And she says, they are. And she's like, oh, well, then... Okay, well, then we... Who knows who wins? I mean, I guess we can just wait and see who wins.
Wait and see.
Wait and see.
So I like, the Bolero girls, the Bolero team. They are talking about like, I think her name, Jordan, who I love.
The redheaded?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the other girls, they're talking about.
They're having dinner or lunch.
And they're saying, you know, Jody from the Ring team came up to us and talked to us, basically saying, you know, anything I can do for you guys, because if my girls don't win, I want you guys to win, which is a nice thing to say.
It is.
We already know it got under Michelle's skin like crazy.
So much so that Michelle says, I'm having security at my pig show. I'm having two police officers.
And I don't know what.
And if people show at their ass, they're going to be escorted.
What security would be handling there? I guess if she talked, she would just say, "My cop friend, can you go over there and talk to that woman,
true.
The red, white, and blue woman?"
So now here's the deal, y'all. Because Jody is not sweet.
No,
Jody knows she's nice.
No,
but Jody knows what she's fucking doing because she knows, y'all. I bet there is a river of dead bodies of people that have been with Michelle that have been cast aside.
Yep.
And guess where they end up going?
Yep.
Whenever they don't have a place, they end up going getting coached by Jody and her team.
Yep.
I know it's
totally
happened
agree.
Before.
God, I love Jody.
So Jody knows that she sees talent in them.
Yep.
And talent in their pigs. And she says, hey, when she fucks you over, we're here.
Yeah, I agree. You can just see that Jody cares so much about her kids. And also, I think it comes from her. She wants to win. Jody really wants to win, and she wants to beat the Boleros.
I think they probably wouldn't admit it, but I think Jody and Michelle both have the same kind of inner desire, but they come about it in such different ways.
Totally agree.
This both is about themselves and
a little bit,
but not. I don't mean that in a selfish way, but I mean it's coming from a place of they're competitive and they want to win.
Yeah,
and they want to.
I think Jody's doing it for her family more than anything else.
Yes, I think she's doing it for her family because she's proud of her family.
Yeah.
She wants her family to succeed. Michelle's doing it because she wants her family to love her.
That's a good point.
So I think Michelle's doing it for her family too.
So the Cammy, Jody says, you know, Cammy is my support system. They're talking about Mandy Tyke. I think it is Tyke.
Tyke.
Yeah.
So y'all remember Mandy's her best friend from like years and years.
And her wife,
Kristen,
blew up that she was trying to help them. And she's like, well, it's not my fault. You picked bad pigs.
But then Jody kind of says after, she's like, I can't sleep about this.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did have some fault in that.
Right.
Like, I did have some responsibility. And Cammy and Jody are, like, really good friends. And so Cammy is kind of telling her, like, that you work it out. Just go talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I didn't understand. Then Keely comes up, and Keely starts coming at her mom.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why. There must have been an editing issue. But I was just like, where is this coming from?
I think she just want to almost pick a fight.
Because was Keely, yeah. But help me, was Keely saying, don't apologize to Mandy, like be a badass bitch to her?
I think Keely was just kind of micromanage what she would tell her. And that's not what Jody needed to hear at that moment. And that's why they both got emotional.
Y'all, I'm way too close to my mother, and my mother and I totally have an enmeshed relationship. But all both of these families, it's like their parents are like best friends of their kids.
Yep.
That is not like, well, I wasn't like that when I was in high school.
No, and I think the girls are in their 20s, I believe.
I guess that's true. That's different. It's also different for women.
But I do agree with you. It feels like this is like an all hands on deck kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls are there like friends, they're sisters, they're also children.
I feel like that's a lot of kids. I feel like a lot of kids, my brother and sister are kind of like that with their kids. I feel like they just generate.
Just new.
Because Jody's probably about my brother's age, don't you think?
My brother's she's 44, maybe 45. A little older.
I don't think she's close to 50. She looks, No,
your brother's 45.
44. He'll be okay. 44 next month.
Yeah, Jody's
month.
Probably...
I think like early 40s, right?
Jody's probably mid-40s tops.
I think she's probably... Wow, she's the same age as us. I never thought about that.
We need to move
if
on.
If our daughters are 20.
Not what? Ready to have... So I could have 20-year-old daughters.
You could.
What would my daughters' names be? What would they be like?
I think they would be a lot like three girls we know named Mackenzie, Michaela, and McCall.
No, I'd drown those children like puppies. I don't know where they went. Can we start over, honey?
Oh,
they were turning out to be just not good girls.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to interrupt you because we forget this is a free show.
We need to take a break.
We're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, We've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Y'all, I'm going to make an announcement while
poodles. With poods.
Poods getting situated.
I didn't like poods at first, but I'm getting used to it.
Who called you poods?
Someone suggested. I think you called me.
Oh, maybe
something.
I
something, poods.
Oh, you did.
And then people used it in the Sissy Squad. That's our Facebook group. Yeah, we have fun in there.
We do have fun
in
there.
The Sissy Squad.
We're back. Before we jump in, we did forget one announcement. We don't want to remind everybody that. Y'all, we're doing on this Sunday, after the tell-all.
Live,
right after the tell-all. We're doing a YouTube live.
We'll do it live.
It's going to be at 7:05 p.m. Pacific time with Chris Farah.
Now, that's 10:05 Eastern.
Eight, nine, ten, yes,
9:05 Central.
It's on her YouTube. She's a YouTuber.
Yeah.
She does, 90 Day Fiancé. She's been on this one time I was out because of my dad.
Yeah, she guest hosted with me.
She guest hosted. We love Chris.
I've known her for 58 years.
You've done shows with her. Yeah. Well, I've done shows with her.
But I forgot. I've done a show with her.
We know her for a long time. She's been a part of our Cabaret before. Yeah. So we love her. She's hilarious.
She's Reality Gays family.
She is Reality Gays family. And she's 90 Day family.
That's true. She's pretty much a gay.
She pretty much is gay. So anyway, y'all, that's going to check. Be sure to.
It would make sense. More sense if she was a gay man, actually.
I'm going to put the link of that in the show notes to this. We'll announce this for Summer House, too, when we drop other free shows this week. But be sure to check that out Sunday at 7:05 p.m. Pacific time.
Ooh, we're going to have fun, y'all. It's always a good time with Chris Farrah.
Always. There might be wigs involved,
Chris Farrah is the only one who we've allowed to actually participate in Cabaret. And she's one of the few people to make... I broke on stage once.
Yeah. She made both of us laugh on stage. And
that was pretty good.
That's pretty good. So, y'all, check it out this Sunday. This Sunday. Right after the tell-all.
I still laugh about when she improvised a line about, we talk about, no, you're welcome to West Hollywood. You got to have a dog here. She's like, there's a whole store just called Food for Dogs.
And they're really in the store called Food for Dogs.
They don't have human food. That is legit true for West Hollywood.
You've got to have a dog if you live in West Hollywood.
That's the truth.
You have to.
You're expelled with extreme prejudice.
Yeah. Cats, they don't care.
French bulldogs preferred.
Preferred. Or
Republican town.
Something with a poo in it.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move back to pig royalty. Let's talk about pigs.
So we kind of do a little bit of zoom in on Jordan, the girl with red hair, who is one of my favorites in the Bolero team.
Yes.
Jordan has been showing pigs for 6 years, and she's like, I show pigs because I love them. I love everything about them. Her mom recently, I love this mom too.
Her mom's name is, what is it?
I don't know. I just like mom was giving us
Kim.
Mom was giving Kim. Us Tiffany shoulders wearing slightly Tiffany inappropriate clothing.
Did you see her Texas series?
I did.
That looks like a store we have in Ardmore called the Cloverleaf. It kind of looks like it's a copy of that Miranda Lambert store that she has in Oklahoma.
Yes.
It's called like Pistols and Pink.
I don't care.
Gun and Shootings or like rifles and ringtones or whatever. Or rhinestones. Rifles and rhinestones.
Lace and Lugers.
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway, that's the kind of earrings you get there.
She's got her
knockoff Kendra Scott.
She's got her like string of pearls.
Yes.
And her mother's like, I just got divorced 3 years ago and I had to pick up a couple more jobs just so I could provide for the pigs.
She said, we just built this farm. What are we supposed to do? This is what Jordan wants to do.
I just, God, I love women like this.
And this is a strong bitch, and I'm here for it. Good for you, Kim.
So Jordan still has not won a showmanship buckle, but we're working on it. The next thing, y'all, the Reens, the three ring girls, Tyler. Yes.
We're calling them the ring girls.
The ring girls. They're investigating the venue.
This is one of those things. Show me you're a poodle without telling me you're a poodle. This is it.
This is how I would do it too. That's exactly. I'd be like, let's go case this place, y'all. To the point where he's like, I can climb this fence. Couldn't do that my heels.
That's where a poodle and I wouldn't. You wouldn't climb a fence.
I find another way to get around it.
Yeah, but they sneak into the...
It's terrible. They're like, is that a porta potty?
Because I guess they start talking about things. First of all, it's a cement platform, and they're going to put dirt
cement.
Over it. Cement platform. I guess that's probably not great for pigs to walk on.
And they don't know. It's like just sand. It's not wood chips, so the pigs might get sick. This is sketch, y'all.
I didn't know pigs could get sick from sand.
I don't know either.
We don't know where it's from. Like, it's sketchy.
Yeah.
It doesn't look appropriate.
No.
And
guess what? He's like, someone ought to call the land commissioner about
and then
this.
Cut to see him pick up the phone. Hello.
And the next scene.
I bet when Michelle, if she finds this out later, but I bet when she watches this,
she's going to lose her mind.
Y'all, somewhere in Helotes, Texas, we heard a bomb go off, or wherever they live.
Helotes. Yeah, Helotes. Helotes?
Helotes. That's what I'm calling
Helotes?
It.
Helotes? Helotes.
I'm calling it Helotes. Sorry,
sounds
y'all.
Sounds like some kind of side order you get at a Mexican
it's
restaurant.
Like the way my mom
kind of
said.
Side of Helotes.
Yeah, Helotes and enchiladas. yeah, just put it right here in the tortilla.
Oh, God. They're basically, we're having a barbecue at the Boleros, and Nuggets get meat for the dad.
Yeah.
And Michelle is basically on the phone, and McKenzie's like, "Who are you talking to?
Ma, who are you talking to?"
And she's like, "Well, they have canceled because there's not a COVID protocol, and they've shut us down."
My favorite line. This is discrimination of
against
pick kids.
Show kids.
A show of pick show kids. Discrimination.
I don't know if that state statute has been written about discrimination yet.
I don't know if you, y'all.
On the basis of race, sexuality or what livestock show kids.
Be sure to contact your Texas representative if you're the victim of pig show discrimination.
Sadly, there would be a law passed there against pig show discrimination.
Before they protect black people.
Before racial...
or immigrants.
And LGBT people.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry. Sue we to that one, y'all.
Then we get to, but she said, then she famously says, the bars are open, the restaurants are open. All these places are open. She's just a fucking COVID nut.
And then Michaela starts going, you know, you just tell them we're going to find a place where you don't have to do all this COVID stuff. And then we're just going to get someone. And then we're just going to have a little show. And her mom says,
COVID be damned.
And Michelle says, I have a bunch of calls tonight. So many calls.
I got calls to make, y'all. Oh, this is so good. So
I love her.
The next scene is Jody apologizing. Sabinal. I think it's probably Sabinal.
I'm going to say Sabinal.
I think you're wrong.
Sabinal. She's at Mandy's.
Mandy tells her, you know.
Jody says, your friendship's worth more to me than any buckle.
She's like, well, you were a no-show for me. You didn't call us back. And she's like, well, you know, just like what I said. If you want a good hog, you got to spend some money. And can't win buckles with a shit hog.
Mandy doesn't seem... Now, look, maybe there's something in the edit. Like, yes, maybe Jody frosted her a little bit.
Yeah.
But I feel like Mandy is feeling this way deeper.
Because
Jody even says, like... Jody says, I'm sorry. I really shouldn't have done... Thank you for letting me know. And Mandy's like, well, you should know.
It feels like Mandy is a little overly sensitive for everything that goes on.
It feels like she's jealous of her.
Possibly. Yep. There's a little bit of a little bite.
And they've
there.
Been best friends forever. Yep. So maybe there's herstory that we don't know about.
And she does say, and I like Jody say, you know, you're never going to do anything with a hog that's structurally incorrect.
That is a mother poodle thing to say.
But I love how much of a realist Jody is.
But Mandy says, look, you're telling me this, but I've called you.
Yep.
I've texted you. I haven't heard anything. So you're not even here to tell me I have a shit pig.
Right.
Because you're not.
Right.
But now.
I think Jody is someone who probably in the moment promises to do everything. And I think she wants to.
I don't think Jody says no well.
Right, exactly. She promises everything and then can't really fulfill because there's only 24 hours in a day.
She spreads herself too thin.
Yep. I agree.
She's way. Y'all, Jody is way too busy.
Yep.
I bet she does. I know pigs are her main thing, but I bet you she like volunteers for fucking cheerleader shit and like for the kids. She's doing too much. And we already hear about her being a sports mom.
That was my mother. That's what y'all. Jody's got a lot of mother poodle in her.
Isn't that next?
The kid says, "Yeah,
Kanan. The Kanan. What's
Kanan.
His name? Kanan. Kanan.
Kanan. The city in the Bible.
Those Canaan days. You didn't grow up with anybody named Canaan?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either.
Maybe. With two A's, they would have never known how to spell that.
Well, that's how we learned.
Canaan.
That's how we learned.
I heard like New Canaan Fellowship Church.
New Canaan Fellowship Church. That's right about Stop Town.
I'm making that up, but I'm sure there's a New Canaan Fellowship Church.
I'm sure. Why are they always new? Like, you never hear, like, there's
the other
new
one
Baptist,
burned down.
new Christian. There's never the one that says Old Baptist Church.
No, there was, seriously.
Old Canaan Church.
That happened one time. A lot of times people will leave, and they'll just go form a new one.
But so the old one's never called old.
I think it's just called original. That happened in South Carolina once. There was a new life discovery or new East Pickens or something like that, because the other one burned down and they just put new in front of it.
Wow.
I know. So anyway.
Wow.
They are. They found a new space.
They did.
The Bolero's found a new space, and Michelle's like, I got a vision. There's cheetahs. There's bling. There's everywhere. It's just gonna be. But you know, it's all for the kids. It's all for the kids.
A dream
about pigs, baby.
It's gonna come true, baby.
I'll do it for me. I mean
you. Baby.
So Nugget is outside saying,
I really
want
to sing everything. Everything's coming up Piglies, but I'm not.
Nugget's going, pig show. Want to come to the pig show? And a woman says, what's a pig show? And he's like, that's where we like show pigs.
She said, oh, thank you.
Thank you. That's so, you can show pigs. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Yes, ma'am. Nugget is cute.
He's one of the best things about the show, I think. They found a kind of a star in him.
They did.
I love it.
They did find a star in him.
So the ring girls are
ring girls.
Talking about, so the ring girls, y'all.
We're the ring girls, boy.
We'll show your piggies.
Yeah. We sang that at Pops, and everybody remembers that. It was a bunch of white girls singing it, and they were all like, we're your dream girls, boys. We'll make you happy.
What is Pops? What is Pops? I'm
like
scared to ask.
The Pops concert, like you just sing the hits. It's just non sequitur music. You're just singing just popular.
Did you say non sequitur music?
Yes.
What is that? What do you think that means?
I mean, like, there's no rhyme or reason why there's one song after another song.
Oh, non sequiturs mean that means something that means nothing.
Oh, sorry. I meant random.
I thought you were saying non
secular
or something.
I'm telling you, I'm not speaking well right now. I fully admit it.
Right
I know
now,
you would say that every day.
All
you got to do is dream.
That's really.
We'll be there.
It's really terrible.
It was so white.
Do, 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 do. So the slow-mo of the ring girls with Tyler walking along. He's got his flowing shirt open. And he's like, yeah, the Bolero girls are going to be all made up. He's like, no. It's like, I'm going to do your makeup. We're going to look really good. That reminded me of you.
That's true. You're going to be on fire.
You're going to be fire.
I'm going to use that.
You're going to be fire. Not on fire. That's
I feel like Tyler.
No one says on fire. You're like, you're going to look fire.
You're going to go fire. I bet Tyler would totally go out with us in West Hollywood, and then we would lose him by 9:30
yeah,
tonight somewhere.
She'd be
somewhere
else.
Oh.
She'd find better. Better gays.
She'd find better because we would be sisters. But he would find a gentleman caller.
Yeah, he'd find someone else.
Again, poodle in his 20s. And you're like, where'd Tyler go?
The club. You're like, oh, Tyler.
And then Keely would say, like, oh, I have his phone on my location on my phone. And she'd pull up. She's like, why is he at a 24-hour fitness at 11:30 p.m.?
It looks like in the steam room.
Steam room, why?
So they are, it's announced that the Bolero team will wear khakis and whites. This is not a good look. Men can kind of get by with it, but you still look like a car salesman.
Women just look like they're in a cult.
Yeah. Agreed. It's not a good look.
It's not a good look. And also, it's not a good look because, y'all, this is the Bolero tournament. So it's literally just saying, look at me. Look at me.
Yeah.
I'm a Bolero.
And Bolero, not Bolero. A Bolero is something you wear.
It's what my cousin wore at my granny's funeral and no shirt.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't tell you that. I went to my granny, the one that was from Sulphur, my mom's grandma that died when I was in high school. It's a family we don't talk to, the ones that don't have, like, teeth and stuff like that. Well, he wore a Bolero tie and nothing else.
Anyway.
I took my high school girlfriend at the time, and I was very embarrassed.
I'm sure she was mortified by that. You know what?
She was in that chorus of Dream Girl, so it's all a callback.
Oh, God, I can't handle this. If I was to diagram all this, it'd be like that meme of Charlie from It's Always Sunny. And Shelly, one of the Bolero girls, says, isn't this going to seem like it's rigged if we're all wearing the same thing and we win?
No.
No.
Judging is judging, and it's fair, and if you show up...
If you're the best...
If you show your hog... Like, you've got nothing to live for, and you win, then that's your talent.
Who's the best people?
Who's the best people?
Pig people.
Pig people.
Pig people.
Who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy? So, now they're decorating for the show, and the buckles are late, you guys.
Buckle gate.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
That's the first chandelier scream
in this apartment.
It is. In stereo.
And so Mackenzie, this is when I was shocked. I said, who's that other girl with her? Who's that? I'm like, oh, that's Mackenzie without makeup.
Who's that girl walking down the street looking like her age? Like she's not going to. It's Mackenzie.
But no, she looked fresh faced. I just did not know who she was.
Well, she looked 19 instead of 31.
I did not know who she was.
Young women wear makeup that heavy. They look it ages them so much.
And it's not that it's bad.
Her makeup is beautiful. It's just a lot.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Who's that girl? And I went, and then she opened her mouth.
And she opened her mouth and was screaming
and
at her mother.
She called someone a bitch. And I went, oh, it's Mackenzie. Like,
yeah, yep. Mackenzie.
Anyway, and we get a quote of, just, it's still from the kids.
This is her just, it's just 20 minutes of her berating her mother of how stupid she is.
Yeah.
For doing this, because I'll be honest, everybody's like rolling their eyes and they're like, it's a pig show. It's not, I'm like, if Michelle was doing it for the right reasons, like I want to put on a fun pig show and I want it to be silly and fun. Sure. It looks, I have to say, it looks really cute.
It's a little much.
It's like pig pageant.
It
prom.
Was very pageanty for me. Now, I am not a pig show aficionado.
We
so
should
I've
go
never
to
been,
one after this.
I kind of want to go to one.
I would also be scared for my safety.
I think they have to have them out here somewhere.
We'd have to go with Tyler, so I feel like we wouldn't get gay bashed.
Yeah, true.
I'd be worried.
I'd want to go to a pig show. I don't want to fly to Texas. I'm sure there are ones in like Hemet. Like if we have to drive north up in the Central Valley.
It's not the same as going to the ones in Texas.
I know. You're right.
But after the pandemic, we'll go.
Yeah, we can go to a pig show. I promise.
It's okay if we don't.
She's berating her mother.
But it's the thing that Michelle wants it. It's all about... I think the thing that what people are, they're talking about it being gross looking, but what they're really saying, it's so gross that Michelle is doing this all to show how wonderful her and her
taking
family
center
are.
Stage. Yeah.
It's not for the kids. It's and not it's, to show off the kids. It's not to give them a pig show. It's to show how wonderful she is.
And it
she
doesn't
needs that.
Feel fun. It feels
no.
garish.
Yeah.
It feels like it's too much. Like you would be like assaulted by it.
Yes.
I like Tyler.
Poor Nuggets having to sit under the bleachers just to get some peace and quiet.
Y'all, I wrote down, this is exquisite, with a camera probably asked Nugget, why do you go under the bleachers? He's like, yeah, it's how I try to kind of get my, when things are too much for me, I go between the bleachers and I have my little up on the roof moment. When this whole world starts getting me down, I go up where the air is fresh and clean. Is that what they say?
I don't know that song.
Up on the roof?
By who?
It was written by Carole King. I want to say the Drifters recorded it. On the roof is it as can be. Not out of nowhere will bother.
By the Drifters.
Drifters, yeah. I love this song. How do you not know this song? When this soul world starts getting me down.
Oh, yes, I do know this song. You weren't singing the melody right.
No, you just forgot it.
Carole King and James Taylor wrote that.
Yeah.
That's a
beautiful
song. She
wrote a lot of songs.
Carole King, or Carole King is
not
prolific.
Not Carole Kane. She's Kim, on the Kimmy.
Kim Crawford is prolific.
Prolific.
Prolific. Anyway, that was beautiful.
It's a great song.
No, I mean when Nugget was sitting.
Oh, I know, I loved it. Anyway, so Michelle's kind of losing her mind. She's crying, and I like Mackenzie's response to Michelle crying.
We didn't say they found another. The Kendall County Fairgrounds had a space available, so they're having the pig show there.
Mackenzie's response to her mother crying is not, "Mom, why are you crying?" It's, "What's wrong?
What is wrong with you?"
She's going to be a terrible mother.
Oh.
It's going to be awful.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. She better pray. She better pray that she has sons and not a daughter.
I pray for that,
I pray for that, too.
Anyway, so I just like, what's wrong? And Nugget comes over after that and says, I'll win a buckle for you, Michelle. And she's like... She starts
and she
crying
said,
even more.
I started to get emotional, but we don't have any fucking buckles.
I like your Michelle. it kind of hits right to the middle of it.
She can't even have a sensitive, vulnerable moment.
No.
Because she's just upset that she doesn't have any buckles to hand out to everybody.
So then we,
meanwhile, Jody and the Reens are practicing. And
they're watching videos on the barn.
They're watching videos on the barn. They've been practicing Tyler. Cammy and Keely. All these names are problematic.
I know.
They've been practicing, and Jody's like, I'm worried about Tyler. She's gonna get saucy at this.
And that would be me.
And that would be Poodle.
I'd be running my mouth. Mm-hmm. Like when I go to a Braves game, when Braves play the Dodgers, and I start running my mouth, and everyone around me is like, someone got their ass beat here.
Yeah, someone literally, a San Francisco's giant, I think, died.
Yeah, he died. I try to run my mouth at sporting events.
I don't go to Dodgers games with him anymore.
So the Boleros are getting blinged out later on. And one more thing I want to point out. When they're watching the pigs and Cannon says, she also gets this. She's like, I don't like it when you yell at me and yell coachings. She's like, she also yells at me at sports. And I'm like, as Mother Poodle did. And she's like, it's like you're a voice inside my head. And she went, I am the voice inside your head.
And I answered that before she did because, y'all, your mother is always the voice inside your head.
I kind of agree
with
that.
Especially when you're a gay son.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Cannon's going to be gay, but they wouldn't care if he was.
No.
But, yeah, your mom is the voice inside your head, y'all.
That's true. I don't like to admit it, but it is.
But that is. When Poodle,
always
wants
going, caw!
When Poodle wants to do something, he think it might be a little wrong. What does he hear?
What do you do? I didn't raise you to do that. Cool.
And I hear, oh, Matthew, why would you do that?
I don't think I prefer my mother's voice. Yours is more
mine's
shaming.
My mother's more shocked and like,
yeah.
How could you? Not the kind of kid I raised.
Puts it about her. So they do have, there are no buckles.
There are no buckles.
That's officially.
There's not. And Michelle, I'm going to sue him. I paid $3,000 for buckles. I'll pay $3,000 to sue his ass. I'll take him to the Kendall County Court. I know Judge Remsen.
Remsen?
I don't know.
So We're at the thing. So she's in there like on the, as the MC, and she's like, I want to first thank God for this opportunity to create show.
You were doing that with too much emotion.
Y'all, she's reading it off of a clipboard.
She is a bad public speaker. I want to thank God for my family. And the mic's like, and then she said,
and I want to thank my husband and my daughters. What's turn over clipboard to read names?
Bitch one, bitch two, and bitch three. And then, y'all, we have a special clip. We actually have, we contacted the producers of Big Royalty, and we have an extended version of Michelle's speech that we did not see in the Netflix documentary.
Okay.
Okay, I guess I'm doing. So she goes on to say,
when I have no clue, I just kind of sit here and watch him like this, y'all. If that's it, when you go to a live show and he's doing something and you just see me go, I'd love to see where you're going with this. I'll let you play the clip.
Okay, so she also, here, I'm going to take my iPad so it's like a clipboard just so I feel in the moment. And she's, oh no, I lost my place. Okay, there you go. She also says, thanking God, my husband. Also, we had several venues that were scheduled. people told me I couldn't schedule one. They told me that I couldn't drive a Ford Fiesta, but I had one when I was in high school because I worked so hard.
At the Dairy Queen.
They also told me that I could not get Taco Gabbana to sponsor free margaritas, but they're here, y'all. I just want to say, I want to thank everybody for coming, and I promise I did not give any blowjobs to a judge to get them here.
Nor did my daughter.
Amen. Anyway, that's just a full speech.
And then, y'all, her whole team comes out and they present her with flowers, and the Ren team is like, wait, did they just bring out the whole team so the judge knows who they are?
Yeah.
And I was in disbelief too.
And just wait, because guess what? The judge, what's his name?
His name is Ty Chumbley.
Ty Chumbley,
which I said sounds like a made-up Arrested Development name.
That's the kind of names I grew up with, though. Didn't you? Didn't you go up with names like that?
Somewhat, but I think these are more Oklahoma, Texas.
They're weird fucking names. So Ty Chumbley.
It's almost like piss off people.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Ty Chumbley.
Makes you angry to say it.
Yeah, Ty Chumbley.
That it's a real name.
But and they're family friends.
And guess what? Michaela was his college student. That was her professor.
Yes, sir.
So I'm sure she did not give any blowjobs.
At all.
To judges.
At all.
Or professors.
Ty's like, this is not going to go well.
Tyler, I mean.
Are you kidding me?
Anyway, so.
I use my good makeup forever on Kaylee for this.
Keely.
Whatever their names are. I can't think of their names.
Y'all, that's the show.
Y'all.
That prepares us for next week when we actually have the pick show. I've already watched it. It was perfection. I'm so excited.
Maybe you can pause on the rest of the shows. While I'm here, we'll try to catch up.
Why are you micromanaging?
I'll try to catch up with you.
Okay.
While I'm here.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll allow it. y'all.
When this old world is getting you down,
I go out the trouble-proof, up on the roof, come on, baby. Oh, I love that song.
I'd listen to it now. Y'all, thank you for listening. Hey, we want to remind you, Sunday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. 7:05, actually. Right after the tell-all ends, join us with Chris Farah for a hot tea of the 90 Day Fiancé tell-all.
A YouTube live extravaganza.
Also, we want to remind you that we appreciate you listening so much. One of the best ways you can support us is to leave a five-star review on Apple Podcasts.
If you don't know what to say, say, keep going, Queens.
Keep going, Queens. That's what you can say. You can, Poodle is still paused on Cameo right now until the middle of this week.
You've decided when it's going to be.
You got to get fucked first.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Y'all, but
I think now my brain's just backed up.
Yeah, it is. It just needs to be rotor-rooted.
It's like behind a beaver dam.
Yeah. Vroom.
We got out the clog, boss. So
everybody, I'm on Cameo though. Come to Reality Gaze Podcast on Instagram and Reality Gaze Pod on Twitter is where you can find all that good. Hey, we want to remind you too, if you're not in the Sissy Squad, which we love the Sissy Squad,
yes,
we have fun in there. But each month for the Sissy Squad, we have a charity.
And this month is Asian Americans Advancing Justice, which is AAJC.org.
Yes, they are the ones, if you see the Stop Asian
they're
Hate.
They're fighting basically in communities, they're fighting Asian American discrimination and assault.
Exactly. And you, if you're in the Facebook group, you can look at an announcement in the Facebook group and you can donate directly to the cause. If not, you can just go to their website and donate. It doesn't have to be about us. We just want to bring awareness to that organization. If you do buy merch, we want to remind you, all of our proceeds from merch, 100% of them go towards
our charity of the month.
I got to actually figure out the last one to donate. We got to do that.
Okay.
So, again, talking about business here, but we got to pay people. So, anyway, y'all, that's what we just want to give just help you make that aware of them. Also, too, we're still thinking about our sissies in Barbados. And
yeah.
That volcano, it is a spewing.
It is
not stopping. So we are thinking of you.
And we're also kind of standing in solidarity with all the people of color who basically been shot by the cops.
Yeah, it's just like another
trying to live their lives.
So anyway, y'all.
We
don't talk about politics on the show. These aren't politics.
It's not politics.
These are like
life.
Humanity. So we just want to let them know.
13-year-old boy in Chicago.
Yeah. We just want to let you know that this is, Black Lives Matter to
us. Yes. So, some 20-year-old in Minneapolis. Yeah. You know?
So you can bet that we're going to do support 1 month. We're going to have a charity that supports that, one of those causes. So anyway. All right, everybody. I think, is anything else, Poodle? What else is going
on? That's it. What's our sign off? See you later.
We're gonna work on it.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.